Hi, it's Mark. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo. I'm sitting in the sun. It's turned out to be a lovely Sunday afternoon. Now 1:40 p.m. It's beautiful. But what I wanted to talk about was clothes. Most of you know that my wife does car boot sales, or maybe the odd fair, to raise funds for charities, various types. One of the things that she gets in quite a lot of the time is clothes. People clearing out their wardrobes, their drawers, etc. I said drawers, not as in underwear drawers, but yeah, you do get that as well. Never actually get the drawers, as in the wooden drawers. Although we occasionally get just the drawers. Oh goodness, this is sounding mad, isn't it? Okay, long story short. The other day I said to my wife, look, go through my wardrobe. And anything that you know I'll never wear again, I've never worn, or isn't worth keeping, then get rid of it, put it in along with the other clothes, take it to the car boot sale. And so she did. And she took quite a few items off the reel, as they say. And when she'd finished, I looked at my wardrobe and I thought, that still looks full. Surely, according to what I've seen or saw her taking out, there should have been spaces, lots of space on that wardrobe. And so what I did was I counted the coat hangers. 102 coat hangers hanging on my reel in a 6 foot long wardrobe. 102 items of clothing. Cycling gear, which I don't use now. Long coats, three quarter length coats, winter jackets, waistcoats, fleeces. Dress shirts, dress t-shirts, casual shirts and t-shirts, work shirts and t-shirts, and loads of other stuff I can't remember, but you get the gist. So in that cleared, now apparently cleared out wardrobe, and believe me, I guess she would probably be kind of ruthless to an extent, because she's forever at me to get rid of stuff. I still got 102 items of clothing hanging up in a reel. That doesn't include the chest of drawers that has jumpers, shorts, and various other pieces of clothing that I suppose could be cleared out as well. So what does that say about me? 102 items of clothing in the wardrobe. And what do I wear during the summer? The same two pair of shorts, casual wear shorts and dress shorts. And I'm a kind of creature of habit, so once I wear something, like the nice short sleeved check shirt I've got on just now, once I wear something, I tend to want to wear that all the time. So if I put a shirt or a t-shirt on, the next day I want to put the same one on, and the next day I want to put the same one on, and it's usually my wife that says, you've been wearing that for 3 days, get it off, put it in the wash, go and get another one. But that's just my way. So 102 items of clothing, I will never wear all that, and that is after a clear out. I don't know what I had before then. So I just wondered, how many items of clothing do you have hanging in your wardrobe that you know either you've never worn or never will wear again, and you're only keeping it just in case, where in actual fact you could be clearing that out and handing it, passing it on to someone, to a thrift charity shop, to someone who does charity events that you know of, so that someone somewhere can get the benefit of those clothes, and money will be gained one way or another for the charities. It's not an appeal. I do have an appeal coming up, by the way, in another audio view. But in this one, it's not an appeal. It's just, if I've got 102 and I'm not a clothes buyer, in other words, I'm not someone who regularly goes out and buys clothes, in fact I'm the exact opposite, and if I've got that much, how much have you got? I'd be interested to hear that. And it'd be interesting to hear if you make a decision to actually clear your stuff out, or if you're actually one of those lovely people who does so on a regular basis and helps others. Speak soon.